Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Officially begin. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Enteroma. And as always, I want to start us off with honoring the ancestors. And as everyone should know, this is Black History Month. And so, more importantly, to be making sure I start off honoring the ancestors. So please join me as I invoke them, and you can say the names of your ancestors out loud. It always is helpful, and without further ado, here we go. Creator. Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to our ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during this opening to 2023 as we transition onward from the double fire year and into a powerful nature year. So please continue to enable us to guide through, walk through this very transformative year as gently as possible. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to stop being in resistance to this new earth, new age, and new earth consciousness, and guide us gently and lovingly into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live out our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for the world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forward from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and, of course, choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe Aho Asah Shinga Bismillah. And so it is. Yes, yes, yes. So it is. So, my dears, we have moved into our fire month, one of three fire months that we'll have this year, February. And February holds a lot of energies around, Black History Month. It's the first fire month. We have Valentine's Day. Sometimes we have Mardi Gras or Carnival in like they call it in Brazil, you know, leading up to very high holy days in the Christian belief system. So it's this, you know, really interesting month before we get into March, which becomes spring. And so I was given this wonderful, wonderful channel about this year being a focus on adversity as the engine of success. Yeah, yeah. And out of that, I was also gifted with these wonderful collective commitments that we can use to create our own personal commitments, but also being aware that this is something that all of us can be doing as well. And so tonight I am going to open up with my first offering of the first commitment, which is about taking credit. And here's what I'm going to do for and with you tonight. I'm going to give you first a Black History moment. Then I'm going to talk about why taking credit for being here is so important, especially right now. And then talk about ways to celebrate yourself from a higher timeline. And then, of course, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity in regards to celebrating yourself. Yes, yes, yes. My quote for tonight, which I'm so behind, didn't get a chance to write out, but I'll share it with you. It was in the description. And it came from a man who unfortunately died from drug overdose, I believe, but he was one of the founders of the punk rock band called the Ramones, and his name is D.D. Ramone, and he basically is saying, you know, I want to congratulate myself, I want to pat myself on the back, I want to cheer myself on, you know, and it's that kind of energy that I want to share with you tonight about the importance of us really taking a moment to really value the fact that we are still here. Yeah, really, really important. So let me give you a Black History moment. And it's with Jackie Robinson, Jackie R. Robinson, who I chose specifically because of that annual theme that diversity is the engine to our success. And, Jackie, of course, knew that very upfront and personal in a way that not a lot of us have had to do to that degree because of his willingness to step into being the first black man allowed into Major League Baseball. And as you can see in this collage here, he was just an all-around athlete. He did, running and, for UCLA, he went to UCLA. There is a statue of him outside the Rose Bowl, which I was shocked when I found that. I didn't realize he played football. And then, of course, he was just a marvelous football player, and he is in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame for baseball. But he, to me, just really represents such a great example of how adversity does not have to break you, but that adversity can actually grow you. And, Jackie Robinson, after he retired, still worked very tirelessly towards civil rights, towards, making this world a place that anybody, regardless of what your color, can be doing what it is that you love to do. So taking a moment to honor and thank Jackie Robinson for his great courage and for his ability to, again, demonstrate to us that, yes, adversity can be and should be the engine of our success. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So let's move into this whole piece about us really taking time to celebrate ourselves, to really love on ourselves for being here, because let's be very clear that COVID came as the cosmic flashlight in 2020 to shift things up. And in this picture you have here, it was one of the Wisdom Walk talks I did, but I was saying, here's how we need to respond and navigate through COVID showing up. And as you can see, it's all these very high timeline things. It's acceptance. It's about compromise. It's about consciously practicing gratitude. It's about being compassionate to the entire globe, being flexible and adapting to change. And so these things have really, pushed us into a new level of awareness about who we are as human beings and what it is that we're really here to do, which is always, always a wonderful thing. So taking credit, and, it's something that you might think it's egoic, but it's not. It really is about taking time to realize how far you've come and the fact that your resiliency worked, you are still here. Why? So that moving forward, you do it from a place of strength, of validation, of optimism. Yeah, an unbridled optimism is what we should have going on, because this is powerful. This is not a little thing. And so I wanted to take some time to talk with you about celebrating you and why, again, this is so, so, so important. So this is the stuff that didn't come out on my printer, so I got a peek at what I wrote in the hand, but I can give you a nice little photo to look at while I'm reading about taking credit and the fact that you're still standing. So here's why this is so important right now for us to be aware of this. First off, you're taking credit for surviving the opening of the new age, of the new era, and the new earth. And you are among the souls that chose and were granted permission to be here on the earth plane at this time to have this experience. So this is really part of a very, very powerful and high sacred contract. Yeah. And you must really, really believe that. Really open up to learning how to understand that if it's confusing for you, because, not everybody is supposed to be here. And we know that there's just been an, unprecedented amount of people who have died over the last 3 years here in the 21st century, where we thought we beat out microorganisms, and one came along to tell us, no, you're still human, and, there really is a higher order.